Chapter 40. Jesse interviewed Hannah Wexler in her office at Taft University. She shared the room with five other teaching assistants, all of whom were scruffy. Hannah was not. She was dressed appropriately enough in an ankle-length dress and sandals, but it had the look of contrivance. Her hair was too well-groomed. Her makeup was too good. She was manicured and pedicured, and her teeth were very white. "Is Seth okay?" she said when Jesse introduced himself. "He's fine," Jesse said. "It's another case we're working on, and we hoped maybe you could help us." There were three other teaching assistants in the office. They all looked at Jesse with automatic hostility. Philosophically, they were grimly in favor of the working man. In fact, of course, plumbers made them uncomfortable, and they viewed cops with suspicion. "May I buy you some coffee?" Jesse said. "Sure," Hannah said. "The cafe in the student union." It was a short walk to the student union, a short wait for the coffee, and a short search to find a table for two. "What's this case you're working on, Chief Stone?" Hannah said. "Is it the creepy guy that takes pictures?" "Call me Jesse." "And I'm Hannah," she said. "Is it him?" "In fact, it is," Jesse said. "Have you seen the pictures?" she said. "I have." "And they're really naked?" Hannah said. "Yes." "Wow," she said. "I wonder what that's like. To be forced to pose naked?" Jesse said. "Yeah," Hannah said. "That and knowing that a bunch of cops and people you don't even know are looking at you naked." "Not too many cops," Jesse said. "You're trying to protect them," Hannah said. "No need to humiliate them," Jesse said, "more than is required." "You think they're humiliated?" Hannah said. "Wouldn't you be?" "Be humiliated?" Hannah said. "No, actually, I think I'd find it kind of exciting." "Really?" Jesse said. I know, I'm not supposed to think things like that," Hannah said. "But I do, all right?" "Okay with me," Jesse said. "A lot of women like to be looked at," Hannah said, "if they'd just admit it." "You think any of these women might?" "If they're not ashamed of their bodies," Hannah said, "are able to be genuinely in touch with their own sexuality." "You bet," Jesse said. "You don't think so?" "I'm just listening," Jesse said. "Open, shuttered, and passive," Hannah said. "Not thinking, merely recording." "Something like that," Jesse said. "You know where that comes from?" "The open, shuttered stuff?" Jesse said. "No." "John Van Druten," Hannah said. "I am a camera."
"Uh-huh."
"Sorry," Hannah said. "I've been a graduate student too long."
"I don't mind," Jesse said.
"So," she said, "Jesse, tell me this. Are you in touch with your sexuality?"
"I was," Jesse said, "when I was a teenager, but I was afraid it would cause pimples." Hannah smiled.
"That's not what I meant," she said.
"You're in touch with yours," Jesse said.
"Absolutely," Hannah said.
"You're a member of the Paradise Free Swingers," Jesse said.
Hannah looked at him silently for a moment. "Well," she said, "you're a little more subtle than I might have thought." Jesse nodded. "You swing, I assume," he said.
"I do," she said. "My husband and I both do."
"Tell me about it," Jesse said.
"Why?" she said. "Light your fire?"
"Curious," Jesse said.
"Professionally?" Hannah said.
"Sort of," Jesse said.
"What do you mean, sort of?"
"Well," Jesse said, "we found a possible connection between the man who does the home invasions and the free swingers."
"So why isn't that completely professional?"
"Personal," Jesse said.
"And what is this connection?" Hannah said.
"Can't talk about it right now," Jesse said.
"And why choose to question me?" Hannah said.
"Well, in fact, we checked out everybody's background and found out you were studying for a PhD. We figured you'd be smart." Hannah laughed.
"That shows how little you know of PhDs," she said. "But on that basis, why not talk to my husband as well? He already has a PhD."
"We will," Jesse said. "Just arbitrarily chose you first. We're a small department, you know."
"Or you thought because I was a woman you could bully me," Hannah said.
"How hard have I tried that?" Jesse said.
"I'll bet you don't have any leads, and you heard about the swingers and decided to scapegoat us."
"So how's it work?" Jesse said.
"No," Hannah said. "It's a free and loving human experience, and I'm not going to let you make it into something else because you don't know what else to do."
Jesse nodded. "Anyone else we should talk with?" Jesse said.
"Absolutely not," Hannah said.
"Okay," he said. "Tell your husband, if you would, that we'll be checking with him, too."
Hannah stood and looked scornfully at Jesse for a moment, then turned and walked away. Jesse sat quietly and finished his coffee, and then he left. Chapter 41. You get anywhere with Hannah Wexler? Molly said.
I got a handle on who she is, Jesse said.
She tell you about the free swingers? Molly said.
She told me it was a free and loving human experience, Jesse said.
Everybody knows that, Molly said.
She tell you anything else? She told me she'd find it exciting to have men looking at pictures of her naked.
Okay, Molly said. She's got a good body.
I guess.
You don't know? Molly said. You, an experienced investigator?
She was wearing some kind of dress that looked like a garment bag, Jesse said.
But her hair was good and she wore makeup, Molly said.
How'd you know? Jesse said.
I, too, am an experienced investigator, Molly said.
And there is no woman in the Paradise Free Swingers Club that doesn't think about her appearance, Jesse said.
That too, Molly said.
They were alone in the squad room. The conference table had several cardboard coffee cups lying on it, the wrappers from some fast food cheeseburgers and a couple of French fries that had escaped by nestling under the wrappers. As they talked, Jesse cleaned up the table and put everything in the corner trash can. When he finished, Molly got a wet paper towel from the washroom and wiped down the table. Then they each got a fresh cup of coffee and sat down again.
I hate a mess, Jesse said.
Molly nodded.
You find out anything that'll help with the Nighthawk? She said.
No, but I didn't expect to, Jesse said. She'll tell her husband that I talked to her. If he's our guy, it may pressure him a bit.
Molly grinned. Squeeze his nads, so to speak, she said.
Wow, Jesse said. Mol, you're really getting the lingo.
Makes me proud, she said.
You keep being a cop, you may turn into a guy, Jesse said.
Molly had very big, dark eyes. She looked right at Jesse and batted her eyelashes.
You think so? Molly said.
Jesse smiled.
No, Molly, he said. I don't think so.
Me either, she said.
But if you're ever looking for a free and loving human experience, Jesse said.
I'll call you first, Molly said.
What are you going to do about Seth Ralston?
I'm going to talk all around him. I'm going to interview everybody in the Swingers Club. I'm going to interview his colleagues. I'm going to study his academic record. I'm going to read his doctoral dissertation. I'm going to check his driving record.
But you're not going to speak to him? Molly said.
Nope.
And you're not going to accuse him of anything? Molly said.
Nope.
And you'll be very careful not to say anything to indicate that he's suspected of anything, Molly said.
Careful, Jesse said.
But you'll buzz around his life like a big green fly, Molly said, and drive him crazy.
That's my plan, Jesse said.
And the Paradise Free Swingers?
Maybe I can find a way to make things work better for the Clark kids. She held her coffee cup in both hands in front of her mouth, watching the faint wisp of steam rise from it. Then she sipped some and put the cup back down on the tabletop.
That's diabolical, Molly said.
Jesse grinned at her.
There's more than one way, he said, to squeeze a nad.